adapt its prevention methods accordingly, and precious metals will continue to stay in demand. As for me, I will continue to trust the Council of Noble Gold, a leading authority in the precious metals industry. If you have the kinds of questions I do about your financial mix and how to best leverage precious metals, I encourage you to go to noblegoldinvestments.com. Call their team for a free gold guide. Go to Noble Gold today and tell them Charlie Kirk sent you for a special gift with all qualifying transfers.
Kevin Wall.
Chuck Booth talks about King Sisolak's latest news conference and how he's enjoying not having to make a reservation at his favorite bar and grill. We'll take that up on Wednesday.
This afternoon from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Do you have years of unfiled tax returns? Thoughts of the IRS keeping you up at night? You're not alone. I'm tax attorney Taylor Randolph. The tax attorneys at Randolph Law Firm can resolve your IRS problems and give you a fresh start. Call today.
The Randolph Law Firm, voted best of Las Vegas by the Las Vegas Review Journal. Call 702-757-7777 or go online to randolphlawfirm.com.
Hi, I'm Marie Mortera. We know this can be a tough time for kids. They need reassurance and an escape. So get crafty, crack open a good book, and play some games. A smile can often cure a child's fear and confusion. From all of us at News 3 and the CW Las Vegas, take
care. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Former President Trump and former Vice President Pence are paying tribute to the late Rush Limbaugh.
Trump issued a statement describing Limbaugh as a patriot and defender of liberty and said the broadcaster will be missed greatly. The former president, who awarded Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom last year, said Limbaugh's honor, courage, strength, and loyalty will never be replaced. Former Vice President Pence also offered his sympathies and said Limbaugh inspired a generation of American conservatives. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Limbaugh's death was announced on his show by his wife, Catherine. A House hearing on race talks about the impact on black Americans. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
The House Judiciary Committee heard testimony from civil rights leaders and black conservatives on the merits of reparations for blacks because of the impact of slavery. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says racism is still prevalent.
White nationalism and police community conflict are just part of the long legacy of anti-black racism that has shaped our nation's views, institutions, and societal attitudes.
Salem radio talk show host Larry Elder says racism is fading.
Having this conversation right now when racism has never been a less significant problem in America, to me, is mind-boggling.
Bernie Bennett reporting.
Utility crews are racing to restore power to nearly 3.4 million utility customers around the U.S. who are still without electricity in the aftermath of a winter storm. Meanwhile, another blast of snow and ice is threatening to sow more chaos. The latest storm front was expected to bring more hardship to parts of Texas, Arkansas, and the lower Mississippi Valley before moving to the northeast on Thursday. The National Weather Service says more than 100 million people live in areas covered by some type of winter weather warning, watch, or advisory. At least 24 people have died in the extreme weather this week. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 90 points, the Nasdaq dropped 82, the S&P lower by 1. More at townhall.com.
Excuse me, why don't you have life insurance yet?
I've got diabetes, and I know the price will be through the roof for the pre-existing condition.
Well, actually, SelectQuote makes it easy to get very affordable life insurance, even if you have a health issue.
I'm listening.
You'll get quotes from some of the country's most trusted carriers. Even with your diabetes, you can get around $250,000 in insurance for as little as a dollar a day.
That would be amazing. What's it called again?
SelectQuote. Just call or go to SelectQuote.com to get your free quote. Get the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Call 1-800-694-1010 or go to SelectQuote.com today. That's 1-800-694-1010 or SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Monthly premiums vary based on health, company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
It's 3:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. The COVID-19 testing site at Cashman Center is closing at noon Friday so health officials can increase its capacity to administer the vaccine at that site. Local health officials say the changes being made will allow the Cashman site to expand its capacity to offer more first and second dose appointments for the COVID-19 vaccine. Meanwhile, testing operations at UNLV will be expanded to 7 days a week beginning on Sunday. The testing site on East Flamingo will be closed on Friday and Saturday to ready itself for its new 7-day-a-week schedule. Well, the Babe Ruth or Tom Brady of talk radio has passed away at the age of 70. Rush Limbaugh lost his year-long battle with lung cancer today. Limbaugh was host of the Rush Limbaugh Show for some 32 years. He revolutionized talk radio, and many believed that the success of his show, some 25 million a week strong, spawned thousands of jobs in the talk radio format and possibly saved AM radio from extinction with his unique brand. He was a giant in the industry of broadcasting. He will be missed by many. Rush Limbaugh dead at the age of 70.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Go check out the traffic cams. Look for some congestion past the stadium there. Interstate 15 southbound at Russell. Also some slow flows, 15 south at Sahara, north 15 at Hacienda. Heavy volumes through the Spaghetti Bowl right now, 515 eastbound at Main and 515 west at Eastern.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local for a Wednesday, February 17th. Good to have you with us. An incredibly sad day for those of us in conservative talk radio and to the millions and millions of listeners. A voice has been snuffed out. An incredibly important voice, that of Rush Limbaugh, dead at the age of 70 after being diagnosed about a year ago with stage 4 lung cancer. My mother died of stage 4 lung cancer and lasted probably 4 months, 6 months from diagnosis. Rush lasted almost a year, and he was he made that year a productive year. He told the former president, Donald J. Trump, that he wanted to stay around until after the election. He accomplished that, and that's to his credit. I have a unique perspective. By the way, we'll get to Chuck Muth in just a couple of minutes. I have a unique perspective in that I was a contemporary of Rush Limbaugh, who, by the way, you want to win a bar bet? I've got a good bar bet for you. Ask anybody in any bar and grill Rush's name before he became Rush Limbaugh, and they won't know it, but you'll know it. He came into our industry as Jeff Christie. He was working at KQV in Pittsburgh before he came to Kansas City, where I connected with him. And he was Jeff Christie. To all of us who were cutting our teeth in broadcasting back in the early 80s, he was Jeff Christie. Then he got fired from a job. He tried to inject his own personality and opinion into some of the editorials he was doing for the radio station. They didn't like it. They eventually fired him. And that led to the creation of conservative talk radio. That's where I think the birth of the conservative talk radio was. It was when Jeff Christie, who had been a disc jockey and a news guy, and he suddenly was talk show host Rush Limbaugh. In Kansas City, as I say, he tried to put his personality into his radio. He was rebuffed at every opportunity. But it did mark the beginning of Rush Limbaugh. We were friends. We were station colleagues, softball teammates. We played touch football once a week during the fall. He always wore his Steelers Jack Lambert jersey. He will forever be known as a huge fan of the Pittsburgh Steelers. His listeners were more than just loyal. They were ditto heads. I remember after he had become famous, we still stayed in touch. When he'd come to town, we'd go to lunch. And this one particular weekday, we were going to lunch, and we were meeting at a place called Stroud's. It was a pan-fried chicken, everything served family style. It was really good. And they're still there. But it was funny that as I was waiting for him to get to the restaurant, I noticed a limo trailed by about 12 cars, and it was a procession to the restaurant. People had followed him from his hotel all the way to this restaurant across town, and we had a great lunch, but they all chased him down. They all chased him down from the hotel because they wanted to get his book signed. He was doing videos then, TV videos, and they wanted to get his signature on it. And this group, about 10, 12 cars, followed him to the restaurant. It was amazing. Rush Limbaugh inspired an entire generation, the same way I think Ronald Reagan did. I think when we look at the history of the conservative movement, we will see that Rush Limbaugh and Ronald Reagan and others were very much a part of that. We will talk more about that in just a couple of minutes, because guess who's joining us? Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And Chuck, it really is a sad, sad day that America, not just conservatives, but America has lost a leading voice, and that is Rush Limbaugh. Did you ever interact with him at all?
Yeah, you know, it's we all knew this day was going to come, but you're never really ready for it. I mean, you prepare for it, you know it's inevitable, but, you know, when I saw the first tweet that he had passed along, it was, with a heavy heart that I read that. I never met Rush personally, but when I was the executive director for the American Conservative Union, and this was back in 2002, 2003, I remember that, it was very important that we try to get Rush into the program for the first time. And eventually he did speak at CPAC. And had multiple appearances at CPAC over the years. But yeah, no, it's a sad day. We've lost a great man and a great conservative.
Is there an heir apparent? I mean, is there somebody out there? I mean, we've got on our station, we've got Charlie Kirk from Turning Point. We've got you know, there are a number of leading voices, but I can't think of anybody that speaks with the voice of Rush Limbaugh. I mean, I just don't see, and I don't see anybody on the horizon.
No, he was unique. He was one of a kind. You know, the one and only. I mean, you just can't replace him. That said, part of his legacy, even though there's no one that can step into his shoes and you know, do what he did with his show, but his success and the groundbreaking that he did with conservative talk radio when he did it has spawned so many other voices. And it's something to be very, very proud of, I think, from him. His wasn't the only voice out there. Thanks to Rush Limbaugh, we have you. We have Hannity. We have Levin. It is not just a one-person operation, and you know, now that Rush is gone, the whole thing ends as well. No, that's not what happened at all. The exact opposite. We've got so many more voices out there, and that's a good thing. Yes, we've lost the main guy who really broke that, you know, broke into the conservative talk radio industry, but he did so much more for the movement by helping to you know, inspire others to get into conservative talk radio as well, especially at the local level.
You know, the one thing I fear is that the left, the counterculture folks, will be emboldened and say, maybe we should bring back the fairness doctrine and make sure that you know that every radio station sounds like NPR. Is that possible?
Oh, absolutely, it's possible. Even you know, they've been talking about it ever since Ronald Reagan got rid of the fairness doctrine. What's frightening now is that, well, A, of course, Rush's voice is no longer out there. But two, the Democrats have complete control of the swamp again, and they've talked about it before, but they're actually in a position of power to do something about it. And then three, you've got everything that's going on with the current censorship through big tech. I mean, Facebook, Google, YouTube, they're all censoring conservative voices, so no, it would not surprise me at all if they want to come back and try to shut down the conservative talk radio outlets that have been able to be so successful for the past 20, 30 years.
More to come with Chuck Muth. He's the president of Citizen Outreach. On a real tough day for a lot of us, as somebody that knew Rush, that was a friend, was a coworker, was a teammate on softball teams, it's really difficult to lose somebody like that, even though we've known for more than a year that this day would eventually be coming, and eventually it will come for all of us. Stay with us. More to come as we continue. It is a Wednesday. It is hump day. It's the day we're halfway home on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Choosing a healthcare program is an important decision for you and your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. As a healthcare sharing ministry, they offer you another way to care for your health by sharing medical costs in a supportive community. They have affordable, flexible programs to fit all your needs. Programs start as low as $349 per month, and there is no network, so you can choose your doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses, and in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Believe it or not, we're into week 3 of the 81st Nevada legislature. The big question is, through the first 2.5 weeks, what has gotten done? Let's find out from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Two and a half weeks in, if you will. What do we have to show for it? Anything?
Well, here's something breaking. I just got by text while we were on commercial break, Kevin. I just found out that a lawsuit was filed today against Governor Sisolak, Attorney General Aaron Ford, the Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, and the Legislative Council Bureau, because they have chosen to shut the public and lobbyists out of what's going on in Carson City during this legislative session. So I was just scanning through the lawsuit. I don't know all the details yet, but I'm sure I'll get it out to you so that you know. I'm sure it'll be making news. But this is important. There's absolutely no reason. There are people shopping in Walmart and grocery stores and Costco, all in the middle of COVID, and yet for some reason the legislature has determined that they can't figure out how to reduce capacity, to 25% or 50% during an important legislative session. I mean, we only meet 120 days every other year, and so far they've shut the public out of the proceedings. It's absolutely wrong, so I'm happy to see the lawsuit's been filed. Now we'll just see how fast it works its way through the courts and whether or not we get a favorable decision.
I'm curious, who is it that gives the governor the authority to do this, to close the legislature down like this?
Well, that wasn't, I'm going to have to read the lawsuit. I don't believe that was the governor's decision to close the legislature down. I think that the Legislative Council Bureau has taken from the governor's emergency orders and directives and have used that to come up and craft this excuse for keeping the public out completely. It's outrageous, But, you know, that's the excuse that they're using are the governor's emergency directives, which I believe are also being challenged on constitutional grounds in this lawsuit.
We've talked to a number of legislators just in the last couple of days, and they say to a person that the flow of bills has slowed down dramatically as a result of doing, you know, committee hearings by Zoom, locking up the committee hearing rooms, and that essentially the amount of stuff getting done is dramatically reduced. Are you seeing that yourself?
If anything, it'd be anecdotal. I don't honestly know. You know, people who are up there in Carson City day in and day out during these sessions would have a better feel for it. I'm kind of like you. I'm on the outside waiting for somebody from the inside to tell me what's going on so I can report on it. So I don't know if it's demonstrably slower than what it has been in the past. I do know in the past, usually in the beginning, they do a lot of pomp and circumstance, and they recognize this person and that person, and it's really not a lot of serious business, which I've always objected to. You have 120 days, and they waste the first 2, 3, 4 weeks doing essentially nothing, and then they try to cram everything down within a 48-hour period at the very end, and that's how a lot of bad laws get enacted.
I've been asking everybody I can, do we have a fiscal crisis? And many people are saying, no, we're not. We're going to end up with, and this is the number I've been given, over $3 billion will be coming to the state of Nevada in the coronavirus relief bill, if it ever gets passed by Congress. Is that the number you're hearing? And if so, does that mean everything's okay?
Well, yeah, I read that also, and you know, if the money's there, a good friend of mine always taught me, Chuck, you know, you don't count the money until the check actually clears the bank. Not when you get the check, but when it actually clears the bank. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see. But it would be unfortunate if that money comes in. And I mean, there are serious problems within our budget, and we have serious spending problems with funding a lot of non-essential government that we should have never been funding in the first place. And if we didn't get this money, this bailout from the federal government, the legislature would have been forced to start to take a serious look at non-essential spending and actually cut it back. My hope, of course, would be if we do get the bailout, that the legislature will still use this as an excuse to cut non-essential spending and maybe even give Nevadans some tax breaks. I mean, let's get rid of that whole business license fee that every business has to pay in Nevada. There's only 5 states that have a statewide business license fee. We should get rid of that completely. So there's a lot of tax relief that we could be and should be giving to our businesses. Again, regardless of whether or not we get this federal bailout, I would hope that's what this legislature would do. I have very, very little confidence that they'll actually do it, though.
Do you get a sense of what Democrat priorities are coming into this outside of the budget? Is there any idea what they're looking to do and what kind of harm they're planning for our state?
Well, I think that, you know, their number one priority was to protect existing government at all costs, and if at all possible, to grow the government. Of course, that's their agenda in every legislative session. The one thing that scares me most right now is that during the special session in August, they dramatically changed the election process in Nevada, which resulted in a totally fouled up election in November. Republicans, who are in the minority, want to fix the problems that were caused last summer. My fear is that the Democrats are going to now say, okay, we passed this. We allowed ballot harvesting. We mailed universal mail-in balloting. We did that under an emergency for COVID. What I fear is that they're going to now try to enshrine that into law permanently for every election going forward. And that's a real concern, and that's something we all should be worried about.
By the way, Governor Sisolak is conducting a news conference even as we speak and says residents 65 and older are now going to be eligible for vaccines next week. And I've been seeing people taking names at Walmarts and CVSs and different pharmacies around the metro area. So it looks like now they're going to bring that down from 70 to 65. Good idea.
Well, they're getting closer and closer to you and me, aren't they?
I love that.
Of course, if it's a good idea, if the most vulnerable population has been taken care of, and they've all gotten their shots, and that means primarily senior citizens and folks with underlying health conditions. It's very concerning that there are people jumping to the head of the line because of this convoluted plan the governor has. There was a story in the paper this morning that utility workers were jumping to the head of the line because they've twisted what a frontline worker